外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年7月18日，星期四。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Good morning to all the devotees in China。
中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Should I turn on the video now? Or because I don't see Shyama Kripa there.
顾主说是不是现在就要把那个录像的那个打开，因为他没看到 Shyama Kripa 在群里面。
What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe just we look for.
他是在群里的，他在群里，但是他可能没有接通。就不用等，然后我们可以开始。
So just need to wait for us to begin the class.
Okay. All right. So I'll start by chanting Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll continue with our reading about the life of Ajamil.
所以说我现在我们一起来阅读阿加米勒的人生。
Jaya Radha Madhava.Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Yasodanandana Vraja Janaradana Yasodanandana Vraja Janaradana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Yasodanandana Braja Janaradana Yasodanandana Braja Janaradana Yasodanandana Braja Janaradana Yamuna Tivavana ChariYamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Okay, so we are reading the sixth canto, chapter 2, and today we are on verse 29. There's a few verses I think we'll read today that either have no purport or a short purport.
Okay. 所以我们今天一起来阅读博加瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第29诗节。不过的话呢，有好几个诗节是没有要旨或者是要旨很短的，所以我们今天会把这几个诗节都一起读了。
And verse 29 is, let's see, verse 29, 30, and verse 29 and 30 have no purport, and 31 has a short purport.So I think we'll read up until, we'll read through verse 32.
然后大家可以看到29和30师节都是没有要旨的，然后31师节的要旨是比较短，所以我们今天就一直来学到32师节吧。
Oh, before we continue, I just want to, do either one of you, Samuki, or you have a time limitation today since it's a weekday?
Samuki Manaji, Guru 问你今天有没有时间限制，因为怕你耽误你上班或怎么的。他想先问一下你。
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, 我没有时间限制。
Yeah, she's fine with the time.
Okay, great then. Well, I have about an hour and a half, so.
Oh, okay. 故事说他有一个半小时的时间。
All right, text 29.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Soham Vyaktan Pratishyami Narake Brishadarune Dharmagnya Kamino Yatra Vindanti Yamayatanaha. Word for word.
是对
的。
这样一个人。
Aham.
我。
Vyaktam.
现在清楚了。
Pratishyami.
将掉进。
Narake.
地狱之中。
Brisha Darune.
最悲惨的。
Dharmagya.
打破宗教原则的他们。
I probably didn't pronounce that right. Karm, let's see, Kamina.
太好色的。
Yatra.
哪里。
Vindati.
承受。
Yamayatana.
阎罗王所设的悲惨处境。
Translation. It is now clear.That as a consequence of such activities, a sinful person like me must be thrown into hellish conditions meant for those who have broken religious principles and must there suffer extreme miseries.
译文现在清楚了，作为那些行为的结果。像我这么罪恶的人必须被抛进专为违反宗教原则的人设置的地狱，必须在那里承受极度的痛苦。
So, just to talk about the context of this verse, Ajamil is all alone right now and he's reflecting on his life.
所以先给大家讲一讲这个诗节的一个上下文背景。那么此时故事进展到这儿，阿加米勒已经是独自一人在那里站着，然后他所以说就在完全反思着自己的人生。
And he's confessing the fact that he was a sinful, he had acted very sinfully.
他在忏悔着这样一个事实，那就是他曾经是一个非常罪恶的人。
Yeah, that he had injured himself.And he had injured others by his mind, by his words, by his actions.
他曾经以他的思想，以他的念头，以他的语言和以他的行为伤害了他自己，并且伤害了其他人。
And the reason he acted sinfully is because he felt so lusty for this prostitute.
而之所以导致他犯下了所有的这些罪恶行径的原因，就在于他曾对一个妓女心生出了极大的色欲之情。
And he became a slave to that lustful urge.
而他就成为了这个色欲的冲动的这种奴隶。
So much so that he left his good wife.
而这种极大的欲望如此之强烈，以至于他离开了他美好的妻子。
And he also left his elderly parents, who he was taking care of all of them, and he left them, he abandoned them.
并且离开了他年迈的父母，而他之前一直都在照顾着他的家人，他的父母和他的妻子，然后他就完全抛弃了他们。
Yeah, and so he left them just so he could live with this prostitute and have sex with her.
而他离开他们就是好跟这个妓女生活在一起，好跟他不断的发生性行为。
So he's in a healthy way, he's regretting those decisions he made and admitting the pain that he caused others.
所以说现在他就以一种非常健康的方式来反悔，来后悔他曾经做出的这些决定，来后悔他曾经对别人造成的伤害。
Yeah, so this, you know, admitting our mistakes and taking responsibility for the consequences of those mistakes is an important part of becoming a devotee.
而承认自己犯下的错误，并且愿意承担起由于做出的这些错误的决定所带来的后果的责任，那么这是作为奉献者的非常重要的一部分。
Yeah, so we should regret our past sins, you know, for ourselves and for others.
因此我们需要去后悔曾经做出的罪恶行径，并且后悔自己曾经给他人制造出来的问题。
And Prabhupada said, this is the standard of pure devotion, or one who is aspiring to become a pure devotee.
而帕帕就说到，这个就是纯粹奉爱服务的一种标准，也就是一个热切的想要成为奉献者的人应该做到的。
But as we've mentioned in previous classes, this doesn't mean that we should beat ourselves up forever and lose our enthusiasm for devotional service.
不过我们在上一次课也提到了，那么这样的做法并不意味着我们就要永远的惩罚自己，然后让自己一直就永远惩罚自己，以至于失去了这种对奉爱服务的热情。
Right, you're only fallen as long as you don't get up.
当你跌倒的时候，只有当你不愿意再站起来，那么你才是永远都是处于跌倒的这种状态。跌倒这个词在英文当中有堕落的意思，所以说就是。
Yeah, so we admit our mistakes, but then we are determined not to commit them again, and we get up and we keep walking.
因此我们承认自己犯下的错误，并且也决心再也不犯同样的错误，然后的话呢就起身站起来，走开，迈出步子走开。
So in today's verse, Ajamil is admitting that, wow, I was so sinful, I definitely deserve to go to hell.
因此在现在的所讲的这个事已经是如此的罪恶的一个人，所以他真的是值得去到地狱星球受苦的。
Right, just like if we break the laws of the state, we have to go to prison. We should understand that when we break the laws of God, after death, we have to go to the hellish worlds. They actually exist.
因此的话，我们都明白。那么，当我们要是这个违背了国家的法律，那么就必须要去坐牢，去进监狱。那么同样的，就是当我们违背了神所制定的法律，那么在死后的话呢，就必须要去往地狱星球受苦，而这是确切存在的。
Okay, so let's continue on to verse 30.
那么我们现在一起来看第三十诗节。
Translation. Was this a dream I saw, or was it reality?I saw fearsome men with ropes in their hands coming to arrest me and drag me away. Where have they gone?
第三十诗节的译文，这是我看到的一个梦境还是事实？我看到几个令人害怕的人手持绳索来拘捕我，把我拖走。他们去了哪儿？
So Ajamil, you know, he just had a very scary experience.
所以说阿加米勒才刚刚经历了非常可怕的那种体验，那一幕。
You probably didn't read the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where it describes the Yamadutas and all the hellish worlds.
嗯，是他很有可能没有读过《博加瓦塔》的第五篇，然后这个第五篇就描述了阎罗王已经描述了那些地狱星球的状况。
Perhaps he'd never even heard of the Yamadutas.
嗯，很有可能他从来都没有听说过关于 Yamaduta 阎罗王的事儿。
Yet he just met them very up close and personal.
嗯，然而就在刚才的话呢，他才非常近距离的去见到了阎罗王的这些使者。
And he was almost dragged out of his body to hell.
然后几乎他马上就会被他们拖出那个躯体，然后拉到地狱星球去。
It's just like sometimes if you have a close call with death.You want for a second? Did it really happen?
是这个就有点像是有时候如果一个人，假如说如果你要是经历过那种濒死体验的话，那么你可能都会事后回忆起来都会想，这个真的吗？真的刚才发生的这件事吗
？So he's remembering. You know he's not his. You know he's.His attention is focusing one thought to the next. He was just thinking about all of his past sinful activities, but then he remembered, oh, wow, I just saw the Yamadutas.
Sir Gumar, you were saying his intention is to focus on every thought?
Well, I'm just saying he's having so many thoughts, right?
Oh, I see.
First, he's thinking about his past sinful activities and he's lamenting and he's having those thoughts. He's remembering his wife, remembering his children, and remembering how he abandoned them. And he's regretting. Mm-hmm. And now he's also remembering the Yamadutas. I just met them. Where did they go?
然后所以说阿加米勒的话呢，在就是这一幕的时候，像他的脑海里已经冒出了许许多多的念头。在刚才的话呢，他就一直想着自己曾经做出的这些罪恶的行径，然后他就在悲叹自己曾经的这种过往错误的这些行为，然后回忆起他的妻子，然后他年迈的父母，以及他抛弃了他们，就是为了跟一个妓女在一起。而现在的话呢，他一下就想起来了这个。就是阎罗王的使者亚麻都他们，然后这些人刚刚还在那儿，然后他们去了哪儿？
刚刚好。
刚刚好。
Okay, text 31.
好，31诗节。
Translation, and it also has a very short purport.
然后有个比较短的要旨。
So we'll read that, and then we'll go on to verse 32 and a longer purport.
所以说我们把31世界的译文要旨读了，然后就来读32世界。
And where have those four liberated and very beautiful persons gone who release me from arrest and save me from being dragged down to the hellish regions?
31世界的译文，那四位来给我松绑，拯救我不被拖到地狱去的自由的美丽人物去了哪儿
？So I'll read the English report. As we have heard from the descriptions of the fifth canto, the hellish planets are situated in the lower portion of this universe. Therefore, they are called Adau Bhuva. Ajamil could understand that the Yamadutas.Had come from that region.
要旨，正如我们从第五篇的描述中了解到，地狱星球处在这个宇宙的下部，因此被称为下界。阿加米勒能明白，阎罗王的命令执行官们就来自那个区域。
Yes, so, like in the Gayatri Mantra, it mentions that the universe is divided into three levels.
就像盖亚纯曼陀罗当中所提到的，整个宇宙被分为三层。
The heavenly area, which is called Swa.
首先第一层就是天堂星球，被称为叫做 Swa.
And Bhuva, which is called the middle.
然后中间那层就叫做 Bhuva.
And Boor is the very lowest.
而 Ur 就是最下面的那一层。
Yeah, so this is the hellish regions are somewhere just below, the lower part of the middle area.
Oh, below the Ur.
Yeah.
哦，而这个地狱星球的话呢，就是还处于这个下层的这个 Ur 这个层的，还要再往下走的那一层。
Yeah, Om Bur, Buva, Swa. So it's the hellish areas are between the Bu and the Buva, the Bur and the Buva.
嗯，哦，然后所以说在刚才那个嘎亚什曼陀罗当中那个话当中就说到这个 Bur, Buva, 然后就说地狱星球就处在这个 Bur 和 Buva 之间。
Yeah, so Ajamil, he's remembering.The Yama Dutas, but now he's remembering the Vishnu Dutas.
所以说刚才那个师姐是阿加米勒正在回忆起 Yama Duta, 而现在这个师姐他就记忆起了 Vishnu Duta.
And he's feeling so grateful, realizing that they had saved him from going to hell.
然后此刻他的内心是非常感恩的，然后他意识到就正是由于 Vishnu Duta, 然后才把他拯救了，不会免去地狱星球受苦。
And he's remembering their beautiful features.
然后并且他也记忆起了他们非常美丽的这个身体的特征。
Okay, so now we'll read text 32 and the purport.
那我们现在来看32师节的译文和要旨。
I am certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in an ocean of sinful activities, but nevertheless,Because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted personalities who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their visit.
三十二师姐的译文，浸泡在罪恶活动汪洋中的我，无疑最令人憎恶，最不幸。但我过去从事过的灵性活动还是使我看到了这四位来营救我的崇高人物，他们的到来使我现在极为快乐。 Continue with purport.
Yeah, yes, please.
OK, 要旨永恒的《Chaitanya经》中篇第22章的第54节诗说道，所有的启示经典都建议要与奉献者联谊，因为哪怕有片刻这样的联谊，都能使人得到实现一切完美的种子。阿加米勒在他生活的早期无疑十分纯洁，与奉献者和 Brahmana 联谊，而由于从事这一虔诚活动，即使他堕落了，他还是受启发给他的儿子取名 Narayana。这当然是至尊人格守神从内在给他的忠告，正如至尊主在《薄伽梵歌》第15章的第15节诗中说，我在众生的心中，记忆、知识和遗忘都来自我，处在众生心中的至尊主极为仁慈，只要是给他做过服务的生物，他都从不会忘记。因此至尊主从内在给予阿加米勒机会，启发他给最小的儿子起名 Narayana, 以便他出于对儿子的感情一直不断地呼喊 Narayana, Narayana, 因而能在他死亡之际从这最可怕和最危险的状况中得到拯救。这就是 Krishna 的仁慈，凭借 Krishna 和灵性导师的仁慈，人得到奉爱的种子，这样的联谊拯救奉献者免于最大的恐惧。正因为如此，在我们 Krishna 知觉运动中，我们给奉献者改一个能让他们想起主 Vishnu 的名字。如果奉献者在死亡之际能想起 Krishna, Krishna Das 或 Govinda Das 等他们的名字，他们就能得到拯救，免于最可怕的危险。所以启迪时更改名字是必须的。 Krishna 知觉运动的安排极为严谨，以便给加入其中的人提供大好机会，让人总能以某种方式想起 Krishna。End of report.
Thank you very much. Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha. Offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我谦卑地顶拜我的灵性导师 A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada.
I was born in the darkest ignorance and he opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
我诞生于愚昧的黑暗之中，而他用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all our Vaishnava Acharyas.
并且我以谦卑的顶拜我们所有的 Vaishnava Acharya 们。
They are also opening our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
他们也在用知识的火炬照亮我们的双眼。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava participants in the Srimad Bhagavatam class today.
并且我也谦卑的顶拜今天来参加这次瓦坛早课的所有的 Vaishnava 们。
And I beg for your kindly tolerating me and your mercy.
我非常祈求能够得到你们的对我的容忍，对我的仁慈。
And we're learning, from the, especially this verse today, how important, Vaishnava association is.
我们就从今天的这个师姐来学习到这个 Vaishnava 的联谊是多么多么的重要。
Actually, it's only through bhakti that we come to bhakti.
实际上正是通过 bhakti 我们会到达 bhakti 的。
Golokera Primadan Harinam Sankirtan Anartan Dasakur. He says that this Harinam Sankirtan is actually coming from Goloka. It's from the spiritual world descending into the material world.
所以说 Narottam Das Thakur 就曾说过这个 Harinam Sankirtan 运动就是直接来自于 Goloka 灵性星球的它就是直接从灵性世界到达这个物质世界的
So Bhakti has no material cause
所以 Bhakti 是没有这种物质的起因的
There's nothing we can do material that will awaken our devotion for the Lord, which is part of the spiritual world.
我们不可能在物质层面上做到任何的事情来唤醒我们对于主的这种奉爱之情，而奉对主的这种奉爱之情是纯粹的灵性的。
So bhakti comes from the spiritual world into the material world through the devotees.
因此 bhakti 是通过奉献者从灵性世界到达物质世界的。
They're carrying a pure devotion for the Lord in their heart.
他们在他们的内心中，担负着，不叫担负着，叫做带着所有的对于主的这种奉爱之情。
Now, of course, every soul has bhakti in their heart.
当然，每一个个体灵魂的内心当中都有 bhakti。
Like a seed, it's there within the soul.
这就像是种子一样，就埋藏在每个个体灵魂的心灵当中。
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadyukabhanai Shravanadi Sudhichite Karaya Yudai. That love for God is eternally there in the center of being of the living entity.
而对于主的爱是永恒的，就在生物体的存在的核心那里。
But it's covered over.
但是的话呢，这种爱却完全被覆盖掉了。
So in order for it to awaken, there has to be some external catalyst.
而为了能够得以唤醒生物体的这种就是被层层埋起来的这种 bhakti 的话就必须要有外在的一些催化剂来激发来唤醒它
Like a seed, a dried seed, can exist for many, many, you know, thousands of years actually.
就像一颗干燥的种子可以就是经历几千成千上万年都可以一直的这种保持这个生命力，就是这种干燥的种子可以一直存活下来。
And as long as the seed is just dried and you know sitting on a rock or you know sitting in some dark place, it'll just remain a seed.
就只要这颗种子是很干燥的，比如说在这个岩石的表层，或者是在一些非常阴暗的这个森林当中的角落的话呢，那么它都可以一直是保持这种种子的状态。
You put one drop of water on it, and it'll start to sprout.
但是，一旦要是在种子上面滴上一滴水，那么 这个种子就会开始发芽了。
Yeah, so water is needed to cause the seed to sprout.
因此是需要有水的存在才能够使得种子发芽的。
So actually, Ajamil, we can understand, we can judge by his words that he's understanding that his life is now changed. The course of his life is changed because of his association with the Vishnu Dutas.
He understands that.
Yeah.
OK, 所以说我们实际上可以看得出来，那么阿加里勒就他实际上已经现在能够理解他的人生已经真的改变了，就是由于他跟 Vishnu Dutta 之间的这个联谊。
Yeah, so he was on the path of sinful life. That was his course.
阿加里勒曾经一直都走在这个罪恶活动的这条人生之路上。
And he would have...Except that he met the Vishnu Dutas.
只不过的话呢，就是由于他由于见到了 Vishnu Dutta， 所以说这一切都改变了。
So he realized that, you know, like association with the Vishnu Dutas changed his course, and now he's on the course of bhakti.
那么就正如水的存在使得种子得以发芽，那么他跟 Vishnu Dutta 之间的这个联谊也彻底改变了他的人生的道路，然后使得他现在已经走上了 Bhakti 的这条道路。
But he's also considering, well, how was it that I had the opportunity to meet the Vishnu Dutas?
所以说而现在他也在考虑他为什么会有这个机会能够得以去有 Vishnu Dutta 的联谊呢？
What was the cause of that?
是什么样的原因导致使得他有这样的幸运呢？
Everything has a cause.
因为每一件事情都是有原因的。
Of course, it's common today because it's difficult to understand cause and effect. People imagine that everything is happening randomly.
当然的话呢，由于现在普遍的这样一种观念，都是认为所有的一切的发生都是叫做混乱无序的，都是属于偶然然后而发生的，因此有可能我们会难以。
We examine things, we see that actually nothing is happening randomly. Every cause has a cause.
而如果我们要是进行这种科学上的分析和研究，就会发现所有一切的事情都是有一个原因才使得它得以发生的，并不是说这种纯粹偶然的或者是这种无序的状态下而发生的。
Yeah, there's nothing in nature that's random.
自然界中没有任何一个现象一个事物是这种就是偶然发生的。
And so the persons we meet in life, especially when we meet devotees, we can understand that there is some cause to that. It's not random. It's not by chance.
而我们在人生当中所遇到的人，特别是奉献者，我们遇到奉献者，我们能够明白是有原因的，而并不是说一种纯粹随机的，然后或者是偶然的这种原因才发生的。
And so Ajamil, he's considering that.Even though he had fallen down and become very sinful, in the beginning of his life, he was leading a pure Brahman life.
因此阿加里勒就在考虑到，就在想到，就是虽然说他非常的堕落，然后非常的罪恶，但是在他人生的初期阶段，实际上他是一个非常，他过的是一种非常纯粹的婆罗门的生活。
Yeah, and there was some devotion to God involved in those brahminical activities.
而在他进行的这些婆罗门的这种活动当中，是对于主有一些纯粹的奉爱在里面的。
So basically in this purport, Prabhupada is explaining how it's only by bhakti that we come to bhakti.
所以说在这个要旨当中，基本上帕帕就是在阐释到 那么 Bhakti 就是来自于 Bhakti 的。
And it's also quite mysterious and hard to trace out.
但同时这也是挺神秘的，是很难能够追溯到根本的这个原因的。
Even if we cannot, trace out the source.
但是即便我们无法能够无法追溯到这个源头所在。
Just like when you catch a cold.
这就是像是你要是感冒的话。
Yeah, somehow you got infected by a virus.
反正不知怎的，你就是被一个感冒病毒给感染了。
You don't know who you got it from or how you got it.
然后你都不知道是从谁那儿感染到，或者怎么感染到感冒了的。
But even though you don't know, you know for sure that somehow or other you contacted that virus someplace.
但是的话呢，即便你不知道这个确切的原因，但是你可以肯定的就是你接触到了这个病毒，所以说才被感染了的。
So Prabhupada begins the purport with a famous statement by Lord Chaitanya in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
而帕帕以这个永恒的主柴坦尼亚经里面，主柴坦尼亚一句非常出名的话，来开启了这个要旨。
Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Kaya, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Haya. So Sadhu Sangha means association with sadhus.
所以说这个诗句当中说到的 Sadhu Sangha 就是指与 Sadhu, 与圣人的联谊。
And it says in the Shastras that if you have just a moment's association with a sadhu,You can attain all perfection.
所以说这个经典当中就记载到，那哪怕你只是跟圣人有那么一个片刻的联谊，那么你都会获得所有的完美。
So lava matra means just for a second.
而在这个世界当中的那个 lava matra 这个短语的意思就是说一秒钟。
Yeah, so maybe you just see a sadhu.
所以说有可能你只是看到一位沙杜。
Or maybe you hear a word spoken by a sadhu.
或者你是聆听到了一位沙杜说出来的话语。
Or you get some remnants of a sadhu's prasadam.
或者是你得到了这个一位沙杜的这个 prasadam 的剩余的食物。
Somehow you contacted a sadhu.
反正不知怎的，你就是接触到了一位沙杜。
That's going to have some effect.
所以这就会给你带来一些影响。
Sooner or later.
反正迟早的事儿。
But how is it that you ran into that sadhu in the first place? Is it just by chance? Or is everything ultimately arranged by God?
而你为什么会不知怎的就遇到了一位沙杜呢？遇到了一位奉献者呢？是究竟是纯属偶然呢？还是说是由神安排的？
Yeah, and of course, when we meet a sadhu, knowingly or unknowingly, you know, how we respond to that is up to us.
并且的话呢，当我们遇到了一位沙杜，是在这种知晓的情况下，我们知道对方是沙杜，或者是完全不知晓的情况下，根本不知道这个人是一位圣人，那么我们又会怎么来去和他交流，怎么来去跟他互动呢？
Of course, the more we can appreciate, the more we can take advantage of a sadhu's association.
当然，如果我们越能够去欣赏跟一位圣人的联谊的话，我们就越能够去充分的利用和他的联谊所带来的益处。
Well, Prabhupada, he mentions in one purport in the early part of the Bhagavatam, I can't remember exactly where it is, it's in the first canto. He says that if you meet a spiritual master and you take shelter of them and take initiation, you should understand that God is personally opening up the door to the spiritual world for you.
所以说帕帕在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的早期的，就是早期的一个要旨当中提到，那具体是哪一个这个部分的要旨我已经忘了，就说他写到灵性，当你去认识一位灵性导师，在灵性导师那里得到脱辟，得到启迪， 那么就可以明白的一点就是说，主他本人亲自的为你打开了那一扇通往灵性世界的大门。
And so that's how we should see our spiritual master and other realized souls, that this is God opening the door and saying, you want to come back to Godhead? Come on in.
因此的话，我们就应该以这样的方式来看待我们的灵性导师，或者是看待那些其他已经觉悟了的灵魂，那他们真的在我们面前那出现在我们面前的话，真的就是为我们敞开了那扇门，那就是主他本人打开了那扇门，然后就问我们，你想不想回归守神呢？如果想的话，就赶紧进来呗。
Yeah, so you know the spiritual master is the gateway, you know, to going back to Godhead.
嗯，所以说灵性导师真的就是我们回归守神的那扇大门。
There's In Japan, the original Japanese religion, it's not Buddhist, it's called Shinto. It's maybe similar to Tao.
嗯，哦，哦，哦 ，You mean like Taoism, like China Taoism? 然后，那么在日本的话呢，日本原初的宗教叫做 Shinto。嗯，它这个就是早于这个佛教传入日本之前，它原本有的这个一个宗教，就有点类似于中国的道教。
Right, Buddhist Buddhism is not indigenous. To China, it came from India. But Tao is, you know, comes from China, right?
嗯，因为我们中国的这个佛教的话呢，也并不原初，并不是中国原初的宗教，也是从印度传过来的。那么，而中国原初的宗教就是道教，对吧？
So the original Japanese religion is called Shinto.
嗯，而是因此同样的，那么日本的这个原初的宗教就叫做 Shinto。
And so all over Japan, you have these Shinto shrines. It's like they see God in nature. They see something that represents the power of the Lord in nature.
嗯嗯，那么这就遍布整个日本各地的话呢，都有这个他的这个 Shinto 的这个神庙，或者是叫做这种神龛，然后人们崇拜自然界当中的某个事物，就是认为自然界当中的某个事物就代表了展现出了神的力量。
And so they'll build a shrine there that indicates a place where people can pray to God.
嗯，于是的话呢，他们就会在这样的一个地方建立起一个神龛，然后或者是一个这个神坛，然后来表明就在这个地点是人们可以在那里去冥想神的。
So that spot is considered, you know, the spiritual world, God's domain.
嗯，而就在这个神龛的这个位置的话呢，就被认为是灵性世界，就被认为是神的领地。
But maybe, you know, maybe 100 yards from the actual shrine is a gate. It's a large gate that has just two poles with a large piece of wood on top. Like, it looks like an entrance. That's all that's there. It's just a gate. There's no wall. There's just this gate.
Oh, and there's nothing behind when you enter the gate. There's nothing there.
It's just marking the spot that it's considered that when you cross, when you pass through that gate, now you're in God's domain.
I see. 嗯，行。所以说的话呢，就在这个神龛或者是这个神坛的位置的不远处，大概就是100米的左右。然后他们当地人就会用两根柱子，然后柱子上面搭上一块木头，然后做成一个大门的样子，然后放在那儿，它就像一扇门。所以这扇门的话呢，它在那儿这个象征意义就是，当你跨过这扇门的时候，你就进入到了这个神的领地，进入到了这个灵性世界。
Now, outside the gate is a water fountain.
而就在大门外的话呢，就是一个喷泉。
And there you're supposed to purify yourself with water.
然后就在喷泉的地方，就是你应该用那个水来净化自己。
Yeah, before you enter and pass through the gate and enter into the spiritual world or God's domain.
然后在你用这个温这个喷泉当中的水清洁了自己以后的话呢，然后才能够进跨过那扇门，进入到神的领地。
Yeah, so this idea of a gate is there, you know, in not only in the yoga theology, but in many religions.
所以说这种神这个门的这种概念的话呢，是不仅存在于这个瑜伽的神学当中的，并且存在于很多其他的宗教。
Yeah, so who we associate within our life, they're also kind of gateways, you know, that can lead us, you know,to the path of liberation or to the path of bondage.
因此的话，同样的，我们在人生当中遇到的那些人，我们与之经常交往来联谊的那些人，他们也可以是一扇大门。我们通过这些人，他们的这种大门是，这到底是走向这个通往解脱自由的这样一条道路呢，还是说通往继续的被束缚在物质世界的这样一条道路上？
So, Rishabhdev, when he's preaching, you know, or teaching his sons, he uses the analogy of a gate.
So, Vyasadev, right?
No, Rishabhdev.
Rishabhdev,
yeah.
所以说 Rishabhdev 他在给他的儿子传道的时候，然后就会提到这个门的这种比喻。
Yeah, Rishabhdev is actually an incarnation of Vishnu.
实际上 Rishabhdev 就是主 Vishnu 的一个化身。
So his teaching is also there in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
因此他的教导也在第五篇的《薄伽瓦坛》当中被记载过。
And so he's speaking to his 100 sons.
然后在这个当中就谈到他跟他的100个儿子说话的那些内容。
So he says, Mahatsevam Dwaram Ahurvi Muktes, Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam, Mahantas Te Sama Chitta Prasanta, Vimanyava Suhida Sarvo Ye. So he says, if you associate with a Mahatma or a Sadhu, that is the gateway to liberation.
所以说刚才的那个梵文诗句就说到，如果你跟一个马哈特玛或者跟一个圣人萨杜联谊，那么你就会通向走在通往解脱的这个大路上。
So he says Mahat Sevam.
我说错了，是 Mahat Sevam.
So he says if you serve a Mahatma or a Sadhu.
所以说这个意思就是说，如果你去服务一位马哈特玛或者是服务一位萨杜的话，
Dwaram Ahurvi Muktis. Dwaram means a gate or a door.
而 Dwaram 这个梵文词就是门，或者是这个就是路的这个意思。
So that will lead you to liberation.
说这个你只要去服务他们，那么你就会通向解脱自由。
On the other hand, he says, Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sangi Sangam.If you associate with women or men who are attached to women, that is the doorway to hell.
然后他接着说道，但是另一方面，如果你跟女人来往，或者你跟那些非常依附于、执着于女人的男人来往，那么这就是你通往地狱的大门了。
So we, you know, that's the nature of the jiva. We're marginal energy, so we're easily influenced by, you know, our environment.
说这实际上就是 jiva 个体灵魂的本质，就是我们作为这个边际能量，那么就是很容易就受到环境的影响。
So we have to choose our association carefully.
因此的话，我们需要非常。小心的选择自己的这个生存的环境。
But we should understand that if we have the association of a sadhu or a mahatma, we're very fortunate. It doesn't happen to everyone.
但是我们应该真的明白一点，那就是说，如果我们能够有幸，能够跟一位mahatma或者是跟一位萨杜联谊来往的话，那真的我们是非常非常幸运的，因为这并不是很常见经常会发生的。
Yeah, and in fact, if we have the opportunity for bhakti by association with devotees, we should somehow or other, even when we don't remember it, somehow we had some previous contact with bhakti.
What do you mean, somehow we don't remember?
We may not remember it, but we can conclude that if I, you know, if I meet a devotee and I have some attraction and appreciation for devotional service, I have that opportunity because in the past, I also had some contact with bhakti, some association.
I see. 所以说我们真的应该明白，就是说由于有奉献者的联谊，使得我们有机会能够开始 bhakti 的这个奉爱服务，开始 bhakti 的修行。那即便我们已经不记得了，但是都可以得出这样一个结论，那就是我们有这样的机会，真的就是曾经在过往已经就是说接触过 bhakti， 然后曾经在过往的话呢，就是说已经对 bhakti 有这种接触，然后真的是在当初是做了一些奉爱服务的，因此在今生我们遇到奉献者，然后并且对奉爱服务有这欣赏或者是一种吸引的话呢，的原因都是在于曾经的过往。
Yeah, so in this connection, Prabhupada he quotes another verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the purport.
因此就谈到这一点的话，帕帕在钥匙当中又引用了这个永恒的主财坦尼亚经当中的另一个诗节。
Yeah, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij.
是的，这个师姐就说到，人得到奉爱的种子。
I'm just going to look up the whole verse real quick.
我现在来找一找整个的这个师姐是什么样子。
I used to know it by heart, but I don't memorize verses anymore.
或者说曾经都记得住，但是现在就记不住了。
Let's see, hold on one second.
所以大家稍等一下。
Okay, yes, it's from the Madhyalila 19, verse 151, famous verse.
151, 所以大家可以看到是永恒的主财坦尼亚经 Madhyalila 的19章的151诗节。
Yeah, Brahmananda Brahmate Konyu Bhagavan Jeev,Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So, this verse is spoken by Lord Chaitanya, and he's talking with Sanatan Goswami, explaining to him devotional service from the very beginning to the perfection.
所以说这个师节的话呢，就是主 Chaitanya 在跟 Sanatan Goswami 说的一句话，然后谈到的就是从最开始一直进行到完美阶段的奉爱服务。
So the Lord says the jivas are going up and down, you know, the universe through the different systems, life after life.
所以在这个世界当中就说到生物体是一世复一世的，在这个物质世界当中就说起起伏伏上上下下的。
And millions of them are just wandering up and down, up and down.
可以说这个是难以计数的这些个体灵魂们，然后就是起起落落的，然后走到这个上层的物质世界，然后又掉到下层的物质世界当中，就这样。
But out of many millions, one may be fortunate.
然后，但是在这几百万、上千万之中。就有这么一个个体灵魂是非常幸运的。
So Bhagyavan means to be very fortunate.
这个世界当中的一个单词 Bhagyavan 的意思就是说非常幸运。
He'll have an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master.
你有机会能够和一位真正的灵性导师一起联谊。
Yeah, that's called Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij.By the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna.
所以这个师姐的第二句话就是说，经由 Guru 的仁慈，你就会得到 Krishna.
But before that, there was actually the mercy of Krishna.
但是在你能够得到 Guru 的仁慈之前，首先都是 Krishna 的仁慈。
By the mercy of Krishna, one meets a Guru.
由于 Krishna 的仁慈，你才会遇到 Guru.
And by the mercy of the guru, one gets Krishna.
然后的话，由于 guru 的仁慈，你又会得到 Krishna。
Yeah, so whose mercy is it really?
So 究竟真的是谁的仁慈呢？
Anyway, if we appreciate that, we can take full advantage.
总的来说，只要我们能够真正的欣赏并且感恩这样的机会的话，那么我们就真的可以充分的运用这个机会来得到最大的益处。
So in the purport, today's purport, Prabhupada also mentioned another verse. This is from the Bhagavad Gita 15:15.
然后在今天的要旨当中，帕帕又提到了《薄伽梵歌》的第十五章的第十五节诗的当中一句话。
Sarva shacham radishani vishto matakshmitir yanam apohanam cha. That the Lord is situated in everyone's heart.
我在众生的心中。
And from him comes remembrance and forgetfulness and knowledge.
记忆、知识和遗忘都来自于我。
Yeah, so for us to actually even recognize a spiritual master, we require the mercy of the Lord.
所以说对我们来说，要真的能够辨识出一位真正的灵性导师，这是需要有来自主的仁慈的。
Yeah, so...We won't have the inclination or the ability to recognize a devotee actually without the Lord's mercy.
实际上如果没有主的仁慈的话，我们是不可能有这种倾向，或者说也有这种能力能够辨识出一位奉献者的。
Yeah, so if someone like us, if we heard the Hare Krishna mantra,
就比如说如果一个人听到了这个 Hare Krishna 曼陀，
And we read one of Prabhupada's books.
然后我们也读了帕帕的书。
And we become, we recognize immediately, oh, this is true.
那么我们就会立刻的辨识得出，立刻就明白，哦，这是真的。
I want this. This is what I've been looking for.
我真的想要这个，这是我一直以来在寻求的。
I've read so many books, I've been to so many teachers, but it's all right here.
我之前看了那么多的书，然后遇到过那么多的老师，但是现在我要找的真正就在这儿。
So why is it that you're attracted and you immediately recognize this, but others don't?
所以说为什么呢？为什么你看到这些书或者是听到这个曼陀，立刻就被吸引了，但是别人却并没有？
Because of previous contact with bhakti.
这就是由于你曾经在前世就跟 bhakti 之间的接触。
As Krishna told Arjuna in the sixth chapter, he said that one who engages in yoga, one who does good, will never be overcome by evil.
所以这就像 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》第六章给 Arjuna 说到的一个。进行 yoga 休息的一个人，进行瑜伽休息的人，一个做好事的人，是永远不可能被邪恶所战胜的。
And he says, even a little advancement on this path protects from the greatest type of fear.
在这条道路上，哪怕一丁点的进步，都能够保护一个人免遭最大的厄运。
So the greatest fear is, you know, besides taking an animal birth, is that, you know, we begin this practice of yoga.But then, you know, in our next life, we forget it all, and then we take the wrong course, and we go to hell.
Oh, that's the biggest fear.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, 而最大的厄运或叫最大的恐惧是什么？就除了你会在来世，比如说不幸的得到一个动物的躯体，那么另一种非常可怕的恐惧，那就是说，今生我们是休息了瑜伽，休息了这个灵性休息，结果。投胎到了来世以后的话呢，彻底忘了一切，然后不小心走错了路，然后就必须下地狱了。
This was Arjuna's fear.
而这就是 Arjuna 的恐惧。
He said, "What if I take up this yoga, but I don't achieve perfection? Is it all wasted? What's going to happen to me?"
所以这就是 Arjuna 当时他问的嘛，就是说如果我要是修习了瑜伽这个修习，那但是我没有达到完美，然后结果所有做出的努力都被浪费了，那接下来会发生什么呢？
And Krishna said, don't worry, that will never happen to you.
然后 Krishna 就回答到，就是你别担心，这个永远不会发生在你身上的。
Wherever you leave off in this life, you'll continue. You'll get the opportunity again in your next life, and you'll just keep moving forward until you reach perfection.
所以 Krishna 就说到，无论你在这一生，最后达到一个什么样的一个程度，那么你在来世的话，都会有机会再次的从这个程度开始继续往前，就是你永远都是会不断进步的，直到你最终到达完美。
So Krishna is not only mercifully giving us opportunities, he's also giving us the intelligence to recognize when we have the opportunity.
所以说 Krishna 是足够仁慈的，不仅给予我们机会，并且也给予我们智力来辨识出什么时候我们面前摆着的才是真正的机会。
And so at the end of the purport, Prabhupada talks more about the process of initiation.
在要旨的最后部分，帕帕就更多的谈到了这个启迪的过程。
The one who is very advanced in bhakti, he's coming to the end of the road in this material world.
一个在 bhakti 道路上非常进步的人，真的是到达了这个物质世界的，快要到达他的终点了。
And Krishna arranges for the soul to meet a real devotee.
Krishna 就会安排这样的灵魂来遇到一位奉献者。
Who understands Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita.
来帮助他理解 Krishna 在博迦梵歌当中的训示。
Yeah, the real teaching, the real yoga is to surrender to God.
是真正的教导，真正的 yoga 瑜伽就是要去臣服于神。
And then one can recognize that.
而并且一个人是能够足够聪明的来辨识得出的。
So he takes up the process of surrender to God, which is.
对于神的臣服的这个过程，而这个开始的这个臣服的过程就是启迪。
I mean, what are we surrendering after all?
我们最终到底臣服的是什么呢？
We're surrendering the illusion that I exist independent of God.
我们在放弃，这个臣服的意思还有放弃的意思哈，所以说我们在放弃的就是，我们是独立于Krishna 而单独存在的这样一个存在的这种幻觉，我们放弃了这样的幻觉。
Right, this is the illusion the jiva has been carrying with him or her for life after life.
而这个幻觉就是个体灵魂在一生复一生、生生世世以来一直背负的这样一个幻觉。
Yeah, ignoring God or and thinking that I am God and that.Everything belongs to me and that I deserve to enjoy.
而这个幻觉就是不断的在就是主，而所有的一切都是属于我的，我就应该值得去享受这个。
Or accurate, I deserve to enjoy without God.
实际上更准确的表述是我值得在没有神的存在之下来享受这个物质世界。
Actually, the jiva deserves to enjoy.
实际上 jiva 个体灵魂是值得去享受的。
That's our nature as part of God.
因为这就是我们的天性，就是我们的本质，因为这就是这种享受就是神的一部分嘛。
Because God enjoys, so we enjoy.
由于神享受，所以说我们也享受。
We're not separate.
我们并没有与神或者与这种本质相分离的。
The problem is we're trying to enjoy without God, without admitting that we're part of God. It's an illusion.
而问题在于，就是说我们是想在没有神的这种状态下，自己是属于神的这一部分的这种状况下去享受的。
Yeah, so that's the illusion we've been carrying for millions of lifetimes.
几千上万世的这种生生世世以来一直困陷在其中的这种幻觉。
Illusion and come back to Godhead.
而 Krishna 就在《薄伽梵歌》当中说到，放弃这样的幻觉，回到神手。
And the spiritual master says,Give up this illusion and go back to Godhead. I'll show you how.
而灵性导师就说，放弃这样的幻觉，回到神手那里，我会来告诉你该怎么做。
And then Prabhupada mentions the importance of changing your name at initiation.
而帕帕在这个要旨当中就提到了，在启迪的时候改变我们的名字是非常重要的。
Because really, changing the name signifies I'm surrendering this false conception I have of myself, and I'm assuming my true spiritual identity.
因为这个改变我们的名字，得到一个灵性名字，这实际上就象征着意味着我们在放弃，在臣服自己，放弃自己错误的这个虚假的自我，而转而开始拥有这个。这个真正的自我，真正的这个灵性身份。
And then the spiritual master gives the disciple a name associated with Krishna.
而灵性导师就会给予我们一个与 Krishna 相关的这样一个灵性名字。
And the most important part of the name is the end of the name, which is Das or Dasi.
而这个灵性名字当中最重要的那一部分，就是最后的那个 Das 或者 Dasi 的那个部分。
I am the servant of the servant of this. That I exist independent of God.
因此我们就放弃这样的一个梦境，认为自己是独立于主而单独存在的，而单独享受的这样一个梦境。
Yeah, so this is all the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master.
是说这真的就全部都是 Krishna, 全部都是 Krishna 和灵性导师的仁慈。
To have this opportunity and to have the intelligence to be able to take advantage of the opportunity is all Krishna and Guru's mercy.
能够有机会并且能够有智力来辨识出这是一个最好的机会。来从而使得自己从中获得最大的益处，这真的所有全部都是来自于 Krishna 和 Guru 的仁慈。
But we also have to give ourselves a little bit of credit.
但是的话呢，我们也应该就是认为自己还是有一些怎么说来的 credit， 给承认自己还是在其中有一些这种好的一面的。
Right, so we've been given the opportunity, but we also have to choose it.
我们虽然被给予了机会，但是我们也要自己愿意来选择这个机会才行。
So we have to play our part.
因此我们必须要做到自己的这一部分。
That we have this free will. Krishna has given us free will. To choose or not to choose.
我们有这个自由意志。Krishna 给予我们这个自由意志，使得我们选择或者不选择。所以说，我们应该给予自己一些功劳。
Yeah, this it's an awesome power. This free will to say yes or no.
所以说这个自由意志去说是或者不是，去接受或者不接受，这真的是非常令人震撼的一种力量。
Yeah, and it's a choice we have at every moment. It's not like.This final choice, we just choose once and that's it. We always have the choice.
但是的话，这种选择也并不是说只要就并不是说就你只选一次然后就行了，然后而是我们在时时刻刻都必须做出的一个选择。
Yeah, we have to continually choose the gate of liberation and not the gate of bondage.
我们需要持续不断的来选择通往自由解脱的大门，而不是选择通往这个桎梏，通往这个再次被物质世界束缚的这个大门。
No one can decide for us, not even God, where we place our attention, where we put our consciousness.
所以说没有任何人能够来替我们决定，甚至连神本人都是不能够替我们来做主的。我们必须是自己的这个自由意志来选择，要把自己的注意力给到哪儿，要把自己的知觉给到哪儿。
So we can remain lost in the mind where we imagine that I'm the enjoyer or I'm the creator.
所以我们可以继续的让自己迷失在心意之中，然后继续活在这个我是创造者，我是享受者的这个梦境之中。
Or we can keep our attention in the present.
或者的话，我们可以把注意力真的是完全放在当下此刻。
In the present, we can perceive that I exist because of God, that I don't exist independent.
因为只有在当下此刻，我们才能够真正的感知到自己之所以存在是由于神的存在，我是不可能在没有神的情况下而存在的。
And then it becomes obvious that everything belongs to God.
而后的话，那就变得是再明显不过的了，那就是所有的一切都是属于神的。
That I belong to God, that my life comes from God. I don't exist independent.
我是属于神的，我的生命也是来自于，也是属于他的。没有，我是完全不可能在没有他的情况下而独自存在的。
And then we spontaneously say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Lord.
而后我们就会自发的去练出这个 Hare Krishna 曼陀，我们就真的是在练出这个曼陀的过程当中，就是在表达我们对主的感谢，谢谢你。
But that's a continuous choice. That's our free will that we always have.
但是这是一个持续不断的一个选择，这是我们的自由意志的选择。
But if we keep ourselves in good association, then we'll keep making the right choice.
良好的联谊当中，那么我们就会一直让自己能够做出良好的选择。
And so, Ajahn Mill, he's recognizing that his current situation is an opportunity that's been given to him because of association with devotees.
而阿加米勒在这个世界当中就承认，就辨识得出，那么他当前的这样一种状况都是来源于他曾经被给予机会能够跟奉献者有联谊的。
And before he was on the path of sin going to hell.
而在此之前的话呢，他都是走在这个去往地狱的这个罪恶道路上。
But because of some bhakti piety in the past, he was saved.By the Vishnu Dutas and given an opportunity to change course.
而由于他曾经在过往所获得的一些 Bhakti 的虔诚活动，这些 Bhakti 的虔诚活动在那儿，所以说他才被 Vishnu Dutta 给拯救了，然后由此改变了整个生命的这个道路。
So he's feeling very grateful.
因此他非常感恩。
And he's determined not to repeat.His previous mistakes and go steadily on the path back to Godhead.
因此的话呢，他真的是下定决心，再也不去犯下曾经的错误，而是稳定的走在回归守神的道路上。
So we are all, you know, little Ajamils.
所以说我们大家都是这些小小的阿扎米勒。
And we've met the Vishnu Dutta, Srila Prabhupada.
然后我们也遇到了Vishnu Dutta, Srila Prabhupada.
And he's giving us this opportunity to change course.
然后帕帕就给了我们这个机会来让我们改变人生的这个道路。
And as Bhakti Siddhanta told Prabhupada, he said, if you If you spread Krishna consciousness, you'll not only be helping yourself, you'll be helping others.
Bhaktisiddhanta 就曾经对帕塔说过这样一句话，如果你去传播 Krishna 知觉，那么你不仅是在帮助你自己，并且你也是在帮助别人。
So by following this bhakti path, we're not only helping ourselves, we're also helping others to also come to the path and walk it.
因此的话，通过追随 bhakti 的这条道路，我们就是不仅在帮助自己，在拯救自己，并且的话，我们也是在帮助别人来到这条道路上。
Okay, so I'll finish talking now, and I don't think any, probably devotees, most devotees aren't even listening, right? So I don't think any questions have come in, have there?
所以说政客到这儿讲完了，可能的话呢，就说不如说可能由于大家都there's one question.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if we have any questions from last week.
We might have some from last week.
I think we finished all the past questions.
Okay.
上个星期的问题都回答完了，然后我们就来看现在问的问题。小小的仆人图图。Three questions come from her. 第一个
from Tutu.
She asked three.
Tutu in Shenzhen. Shenzhen. No. I mean Shenzhen.
It's 郑州.
Zhengzhou.
Zhengzhou. 故事说图图好像就是郑州的是吧？She said yes. 我们来看哈，图图问第一个问题：顶拜亲爱的咕噜，译文中阿加米勒称维希努都塔为自由的美丽人物，真正的自由是什么 ？So she's asking that in the translation of one verse, Ajamil calls Vishnu Dutta as a beautiful people and also liberating people. So what does the real freedom or real liberation mean?
It means to be free of the misconception that I exist independent of God.
所以说这个真正的自由就是指一个人完全从这种错误的虚假概念当中解脱出来，获得自由。然后这个错误的虚假概念就是认为我是独立于神而单独存在的。
Yeah, so it's not just to realize that I'm spirit. It's more than that.
所以说并不仅仅只是说觉悟到我是灵性的，就是它是比这个觉悟到我是灵性还要更多的这种觉悟。
That's the common definition in Hindu theology that liberation is just to realize I'm Brahman or that I'm God.
但而这种就是觉悟到我是灵性的，或者觉悟到我是 Brahman 这个范，那么它是这个整个印度教的神学当中的一种很普遍的这样一种定义。
But liberation is defined differently in Srimad Bhagavatam.
而解脱自由的话呢，在圣典薄伽瓦坛当中是被有不同的定义的。
The Bhagavatam says that even if you realize you're Brahman, if you don't take shelterof the lotus feet of the Lord, then you can't remain in that position. You'll fall down. You'll fall back into the material world.
而薄伽瓦坛就说到，即便你已经觉悟到你是 Brahman, 你是灵性的，但是如果你没有脱离于主的莲花足的保护，那么你就无法继续的保持这样的一种状态，那么最终的话还是会堕落下来，堕入到这个物质世界的。
Yes, so, The Bhagavatam defines liberation as realizing your actual spiritual form and your relationship with the Lord.
而薄伽瓦坛就把这个真正的自由定义为就是你觉悟到自己真正的灵性的躯体，并且觉悟到你跟 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系。
Yeah, the Sanskrit is Muktir hitvanyata rupam Swarupena Vavashtiti, which means real liberation is when you realize your spiritual form and your relationship with the Lord.
嗯，所以说刚才咕噜练的这个梵文的诗句的话，意思就是在说真正的解脱或者叫做真正的自由，就是觉悟到你的真正的灵性的躯体以及你跟主之间永恒的关系。
And so the Vishnu Dutas, they are residents of Vaikuntha.
嗯，所以 Vishnu Duta 的话，他们的那个居住地是在 Vaikuntha.
And they have beautiful eternal spiritual forms.
他们拥有美丽的永恒的这个灵性的躯体特征。
So they actually don't have material forms.
所以他们真的没有这种物质的躯体的。
They're in their liberated eternal spiritual form.
他们就处于自己已经解脱自由的永恒的这个灵性的躯体。
So everyone in Vaikuntha and the spiritual world, they realize that they are part of God, that they're not God.
嗯，所以说 Vaikuntha或者是灵性世界当中的每一个人，他们都已经觉悟到了自己不是神，而自己是神的一部分。
And they see themselves as not independent enjoyers.
他们并不会把自己看作是独立于神而单独存在的这样一个享受者。
They cannot imagine themselves as being separate from God.
并且他们完全无法想象自己能够与神相分离。
They know their life, their consciousness is coming from God.
他们知道自己的生命、自己的知觉都是来自于主的。
And because of that, they feel whole and complete and unlimitedly happy.
而由于他们知晓这一切，因此他们才会是感到自己是完整的，自己是圆满的，所以说他们会这种一直获得这种无穷尽的快乐和幸福感。
They never feel dissatisfied or incomplete.
从来没有那么一刻，他们是觉得不满意、不满足。
Because they're experiencing their connection, their eternal connection with God.
因为他们永远永恒的都是在感受到自己和神之间的永恒的连接的。
Yeah, you can only feel incomplete by imagining yourself to be different than you are.
You imagine you're something different than you are.
Yeah.
Okay, 所以说你只能够去在想象认为自己并不是真实的自己的这种情况下才会是感到不完整，才会是感到不满足的。
So when you experience yourself as a pure consciousness that's coming from the Lord, that's the truth of life.
嗯，当你能够体验到自己是来自于主的这样一个纯粹的知觉的存在的时候，那么这个才是生命的真相。
There's a feeling of eternal connection.
有这样一种永恒的连接的感觉。
There's no feeling of incompleteness.
没有任何一丁点的这种不完整的感觉。
That's Vaikuntha.
而这个就是 Vaikuntha.
Kunta means anxiety, incompleteness.
Kunta 这个词的意思就是不完整，就是incomplete and what?
Anxiety.
Kunta 的意思就是不完整的意思，以及还有这个焦虑的意思。
Right, if you feel incomplete, then you'll feel dissatisfied or anxious.
当你感到不完整的时候，你就会感到这个不快乐，或者是感到焦虑。
Vaikuntha means no anxiety, no feeling of incompleteness.
而 Vaikuntha 在这个 Kunta 的词前面加了这个 Vai 的这个词的意思，就是指没有不完整的感觉，没有焦虑的感觉。
Yeah, so only those who are aware of their connection, their eternal connection with God, can feel complete.
而只有那些能够觉知到自己和主之间永恒的连接的这些人才能够感受到完整的感觉。
Yeah, so they never feel any need. They're not serving God because they need to get something. They're serving God because they feel like they already have everything.
他们并不是出于需要从神那里得到什么东西的这种愿望来服务神的，而他们是已经拥有了一切，而基于这种已经拥有了一切的完整感来服务主的。
Yeah, so the more we are lost in our mind, living in our false self.
因此我们越是迷失在心意之中，越是活在这个虚假的自我之中。
The more we feel incomplete and anxious.
那么我们就越是会感到不完整，感到焦虑。
The more we suffer.
我们就越会受苦。
The more we live in the present.
而如果我们越是能活在当下。
Directly experience.Life, consciousness.
越是能够直接的体验到生命，直接的体验到知觉。
The more we experience I am because God is.
我们越是能够体验到我是，是因为神是。
That's liberation.
那么这就是解脱，这就是自由。
So when you're present, your mind is silent, you're aware of your life and that your life comes from God.For that moment, you're liberated.
当你能够把知觉临在当下此刻的时候，当你能够此时你的心意就是寂静无声的，你能够感知到自己的生命，感知到自己的生命是来自于神，那么而这个时候，这就在这一刻，你就是解脱自由的。
Yeah, so the Hare Krishna mantra, we're expressing our love for God, our gratitude.
因此在念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀的时候，此时就是在表达我们对于神的爱和对于神的感激之情。
When we say Hare Krishna, we're admitting I belong to you, God. I don't exist independent.
当我们说 Hare Krishna 的时候，我们实际上就是在说，主啊，我是属于您的，我是没有独立于您而单独存在的。
Yeah, so as soon as we do that, immediately we areOn the liberated stage.
一旦当我们这样做的时候，当我们这样感受到的时候，那我们就是已经到达了这个解脱自由的层面了。
Yeah, so we just have to stay there, but it's a choice.
而我们要做的一切就是让自己一直留在这个解脱自由的层面上，但是这就是一个选择呀。
We'll always have a choice, otherwise we wouldn't have free will.
我们总是有选择的，否则的话，我们都是不会有这个自由意志的。
Without free will, there's no question of love. How can you love if you're forced?
而如果没有自由意志的话，是根本不可能有爱存在的。因为如果你连选择的力量都没有的话，怎么可能会有爱呢？那都是被强迫的。
So we have to consistently choose Krishna.
因此我们需要持之以恒，始终如一的选择 Krishna.
So that's liberation.
而这就是解脱，这就是自由。Okay, next one.
Okay. There are three questions. I see. Okay, yes.
Okay. 第二个问题，顶拜亲爱的胡鲁 ，Bhakti 来自 Bhakti， Bhakti 的种子如果得不到雨水。也就是灵性导师圣人奉献者的涟漪就不可能生长了。也就是说，奉爱瑜伽的休息不是一个人的瑜伽。So she's asking that you are saying bhakti comes from bhakti, and the seed of bhakti, if cannot get the rainwater, such as spiritual master, the sadhu, and the association of devotees, then the seed cannot sprout. So which means that the devotional,the bhakti yoga practice is not a one-person yoga practice, right?
It's all depends on mercy.
确实，奉爱瑜伽的修习不是一个人的瑜伽，这一切都是取决于sort of depends on the mercy. 都是取决于这个依赖于对，都是依赖于仁慈的。
Yeah, so the jiva, when it comes to the material world, it falls into illusion.
当个体灵魂来到物质世界，堕入到这个幻觉之中。
And the natural love we have for God becomes perverted because of this illusion.
而由于我们陷入到了这个幻觉之中，我们对于神的这种天生的这种爱就被扭曲了。
Yeah, so in illusion, we actually don't like the authority of God. We resist it.
而在这幻觉当中，我们是不喜欢这个神的权威的，然后我们实际上是很抗拒、很抵触的。
And there's different ways we express our resistance towards God.
我们并且也是以不同的方式来表达出自己对于神的抗拒的。
One way is trying to possess everything and just claiming everything to be mine.
其中抗拒神的方式之一就是总是想要拥有东西，总是去声称这个东西是我的，那个东西是属于我的这种。
Or we become attracted to teachings that say there is no God.
或者我们会被那些就是说无神论的教导然后所吸引。
Or I am God.
或者被那种我就是上帝，我就是神的这种教导所吸引。
And this keeps us in the illusion that I'm the servant of God. This keeps us from, you know, recognizing I'm the servant of God.
而这一切的话呢，就会导致我们都无法真的去明白，去觉悟到自己，就是明白这种自己是神的仆人的这个事实。
Well, that's a miserable suffering condition.
可以说真的是一种非常痛苦的受苦的状态。
So after many, many lifetimes of suffering, this ill will towards God begins to get worn out.
所以说在生生世世的受苦之后，我们对于主的这种恶意然后就开始被溶解掉了，开始被耗尽了的那种感觉。
And now Krishna is in the heart.
而 Krishna 就在我们的心灵之中。
So he can detect when the jiva is getting tired of maya and getting close to wanting to surrender.
因此的话 ，Krishna 就能够侦查的出来，个体灵魂是不是已经对 maya 已经受够了的那种感觉，然后已经开始想要回归神手，开始想要解脱自由的那种感觉。
And so then he arranges us to have some contact, some slight connection with bhakti.
因此他就会做出一些安排来使得我们能够轻微的接触到 bhakti.
Unknowingly, we contact someone who has actual love for God.
因此在我们毫未察觉的情况下，我们就接触到了那些对于神有真正的爱的那些人。
In this life or in another life in the future, we switch from being against God to actually now starting to see that there is a supreme higher power and it's not me. See, the yearning of the soul is to connect with God.
个体灵魂的这种极大的渴望就是想要能够与神相连接。
But it's been covered over by this ill will towards God.
但是的话，个体灵魂对于神的这种极大的渴望却是被对神的这种恶意来给覆盖掉了。
But now this yearning to be with God breaks through.
而现在的话呢，这种对于神的连接的渴望却完全被破除开来，就完全给发芽生长开来。
Yeah, faith in God is awakened.
此时的话，对于神的信念信心就被唤醒。
So that's the Bhakti Lata.
这个就是 Bhakti Lata.
Yeah. And then, you know, by association with devotees, by taking shelter of a spiritual master, then it can, then the love for God can break through.
Hurry, huh?
Yeah.
因此的话，通过与奉献者的联谊，通过托庇于一位灵性导师，个体灵魂对于主的这种渴望哈，然后就会完全的打破这个覆盖在上面的这些层层的覆盖。
But we still have to, you know, cultivate it and protect it and take out the weeds and water it.
但是我们还去保护它，然后拔除掉旁边的杂草，然后不断给它浇水。
Yeah, so the cultivation, the bhakti seed and the cultivation of it is, it's all the instructions of the spiritual master.
因此的话呢，对于这个奉爱种子的养护，这个培养养殖，那么都是来自于灵性导师的教导的。
Yeah, so if we take it seriously, you know, we can make a fair amount of progress.
而只要我们能够严肃认真地对待灵性导师的教导，我们就能够真的取得一些进步。
And there's more question, one more question?
Yeah, one and two and three.
There are other questions are coming in. I see, okay.
Okay, next one. 我们来看下一个。Next one?
Yeah.
Again from 图图，顶拜亲爱的 Guru， 谦卑是否来自于臣服？当我还有独立于 Krishna 的虚幻的念头时，我没有臣服，也就不可能谦卑。我们也有很多和圣人 Guru 联谊的机会，怎么现在还依然很堕落了？貌似那扇门还没有打开。谢谢Narayana你美好的翻译。So Tutu is asking that, does humility come from surrender?Because when I'm still having the illusion idea that I exist separate from Krishna, I do not surrender. So I cannot be humble. We also have quite some opportunities to associate with sadhus and devotees. But why now I'm still so fallen? It seems like the gateway to liberation still hasn't been opened yet.
Well, if it hadn't been open, you wouldn't be interested in it.
如果你那扇门还没打开的话呢，你都不会对这个感兴趣的。
And you would have no contact with those who were liberated.
然后你也不可能会有机会能够跟那些已经解脱了的灵魂联谊的。
Yeah, so humility is a very important aspect of liberation.
谦卑是臣服的一个非常重要的方面。
Yeah, before you can become free, you have to admit how you become bound.
在你能够获得自由、解脱之前，你首先需要承认当初你是怎样就是被这个物质世界给捆缚了的，给束缚了的。
Just like with addiction to alcohol.
这就有点像是一个人如果对酒精非常上瘾的话。
Before you can become liberated from the addiction to alcohol, first you have to admit humbly that I'm addicted.
在你能够成功戒酒之前，你是不是应该首先承认自己确实是一个酒鬼呢？
So honesty and humility, they're almost the same thing.
是和诚实和谦卑的话，实际上几乎可以说是一回事儿。
So we have to become thoroughly honest.
因此，我们真的是要变得彻头彻尾的诚实。
And whatever is hidden, you know, whatever we're trying to hide, we have to bring it into the light of consciousness and admit it.
无论是被隐藏了什么东西。无论我们试图去隐藏什么东西，我们都必须要把它带入到知觉之光中，能够真正的去承认它的存在。
The Bible says, if you know the truth, the truth will set you free.
圣经就有过这样的一句话，如果你知晓真理的话，那么真理就会给予你自由。
So we have to be honest
introspective. And in the present, everything becomes revealed.
因此我们必须要足够诚实，必须要非常的内心，然后而在当下的此刻的话，我们所有的一切就会向我们揭示。
Because from presence we can see our false ego.
因为只有在当下此刻的临在之中，我们才能够看到自己的假我。
And we can see our resistance to God.
我们就能够在当下此刻的临在之中看到对于神的抗拒。
Yeah, so we admit it, we confess it.
所以说我们承认它，我们去坦白忏悔它。
Yeah, we confess, you know, to the Lord within our heart what's going on.
What's going on?
Yeah, like what's going on within us, you know.
Oh, I see. 所以我们就会在当下此刻的临在之中向内心的主去坦白去忏悔。就是自己的内心有怎样的这种抗拒神的这种念头或这种情绪。
So before we see who we really are, we have to admit to God who we are pretending to be.
Who we are pretending to be. 因此在我们能够真正的看到真实的自我之前，在此之前我们首先要能够承认我们一直或者是在现在此刻想要去假装成是另外的一个人。
Yes, are we still trying to be special?
我们是不是依然试图想要让自己看上去很特别呢？
Yeah, are we still trying to be number one?
是不是依然还想让自己去当第一名，当这个最棒的那个人呢？
Yeah, we have to confess this.
因此我们必须要去坦白忏悔这些。
And that will help us see through the illusion.
而这就能帮助我们看透这个幻觉。
But it all comes from living in the present, because from the presence we can see the truth of who we are, and then we can also see, you know, who, you know, we're dreaming ourselves to be.
但这一切都是来自于临在当下的，因为只有在当下此刻临在的这种知觉，才能够帮助我们看到自我的真相，才能帮助我们看到自己一直都活在这个梦境之中。
Yeah, we don't realize we're dreaming until we're sufficiently awake. Then there comes a point where you realize, oh, I'm dreaming, and then you wake up.
是不是在做梦的时候我们根本都无法意识到自己在做梦，是要等到自己有足够一丁点的那种醒觉的感觉的时候，你才能意识到，哎，我刚才在做梦了，然后这个时候你才彻底的醒过来，才明白刚才我一直在做梦。
Yeah, so when we're lost in thought, we're not here, we're somewhere else.
因此当我们迷失在自己的心意之中的时候，我们就并没有活在当下此刻，而是活在另外的任何一个时刻的。
And we're dreaming, I'm this person that exists independent of God, that wants to just enjoy without God.
然后我们就在做着梦，然后梦里面就完全认为自己就是这个躯体，就是这个人，然后想要独立于 Krishna, 独立于主而单独存在，单独享受的这样一个人。
So the more we choose to live in the present, the more we're able to see that dream self and let it go.
因此我们越是能够活在当下，就越是能够看到这个梦境本身，就越是能够放下这个梦。
Right, when you're present, there's just awareness.
是的，当你临在的时候，就只有一种知觉的临在。
Right, you're not critical of yourself or anyone else.
此时你就并没有在挑剔你自己，也没有在批评挑剔别人。
Yeah, that's all part of the dream.
因为这种挑剔自己和挑剔别人的话呢，也是梦境的一部分。
So the more time you spend in the reality, the more you will live life from your real self.
所以你越是能够把更多的时间活在这个the more time you spend in reality and the more time you live from
you're living in your real self, which is just awareness.
I see. 就是你如果越是能够活在真相之中，你就越是能够基于真正的自我的这个真相来过自己的生活。
Then the qualities of your real self begin to manifest.
而此时你真正 展现。
When you're present, you are humble.
当你临在的时候，你就是谦卑的。
You're not imagining yourself to be anything.
此时你就并没有想象自己是任何其他的一个人或者其他的一个事物。
You are accepting. Compassionate.
然后你就是有同情怜悯之心的。
So for the moments that you are present and awake and aware, you are liberated. And you're living from your true self.
所以说在那些你是觉醒的，你是有觉知的，你是临在的那些时刻的时候，你就是自由的，就是解脱了的，你就是基于真正的自我来活的。
OK
next one?
Sure.
我们来看下一个问题，曹静轩 Olivia Mataji 问的，顶拜亲爱的 Maharaja， 根据您刚才说到的启迪，暂时不想启迪的内在原因是因为没有真正放弃这物质的依附，内心没有真正臣服，是吗？ So this Mataji Olivia, she's saying that thank you very much offering her humble obeisances to you. Based on what you just said about the initiation, temporarily, now I do not want to think aboutinitiation. The internal reason is it because that I do not really give up the material attachment and I do not have the real surrender, right?
Not necessarily.
你问到的这个问题哈，是不是因为没有真正的放弃物质的依附，内心没有真正的臣服，然后故事说并不一定。
The mind usually says no when it doesn't understand.
心意往往会在自己不理解的情况下就说 no， 就说拒绝的。
So I would just say that at this point you don't understand what initiation is.
所以说我要说的就是，可能在现在的此刻的话，你还并不太确定，并不知晓这个启迪是什么。
Or the reason for it.
或者并不知道就是为什么要启迪的原因。
And more importantly, you haven't met a guru that you want to surrender to.
而更重要的一个原因就是你还没有遇到一个你想要去臣服的灵性导师。
It's a very natural thing. Prabhupada says, why take initiation from someone you don't believe can actually help you?
所以这实际上是一种非常自然的 一种态度或者一种做法，就帕帕都曾经说过，你去在一个你都不相信的一个人那里去获得启迪呢？
Yeah, so you know, why get married to someone you don't love?
所以这同样的道理，就是你为什么要去跟一个你都不爱的人结婚呢？它是同样的一个道理。
And if you actually love someone, does it really matter? Does a piece of paper really matter?
而如果你真的很爱一个人的话，你觉得那张纸，就是那个结婚证的那张纸，真的就很重要吗？
Like, or you go to a doctor. And if the doctor actually diagnoses your disease and give you some medicine and you get better, then you have faith in that doctor. And in the same way, if you meet a spiritual teacher and they actually help you and your condition improves, then naturally you'll want to follow them and serve them.
所以这就像是如果你要生病了，你去看医生，然后这个医生诊断了你的病情，给你开了药，然后你肯定对这位医生会有更多的这个信心，然后相信他。那么同样的道理，当你遇到了一位能够真正帮到你的灵性导师，他的训示使得你的这个生活状况，使得你的内心都变得更好，那么自然而然的你就想要去追随他，想要去服务他。
Yeah, so there's no need for initiation and there's really no meaning to initiation until you've found someone who you trust, who you feel you need to help you.
所以说除非你真正遇到一个灵性导师是你信任的，是能够真正帮到你的，并且你觉得你真的需要他的训示，需要他的存在来促使你，来帮助你进步，那么在此之前的话都完全没有去，完全没有要去启迪的需要必要，或者也完全没有去启迪的这个意义，意义都不存在。
Yeah, why do we go to a doctor? Why don't we just do it ourselves?
为什么要去看医生呢？为什么干脆不自己给自己治病呢？
No, spiritual life is the same way.
其实在灵性生活当中也是一个道理。
When you realize you need help and somebody helps you, that's it.
当你意识到你自己需要帮助，当你意识到这个人确实能够帮到你的话，那就是他了。
Yeah, so be patient with yourself.
所以说请你对自己耐心一些。
Yeah, and no need to rush initiation. Just educate yourself more about what it means and why it's helpful.
所以说没有必要让自己就是匆匆忙忙的去接受启迪，然后就只是更多的给予自己一些知识，然后更多的去阅读，更多的去研习的话，从而来明了就是启迪的意义是什么。然后以及你为什么需要启迪等等。
And then depend on Krishna to make the arrangement, because ultimately he's the one who connects us with Guru.
然后并且完全的去依赖于 Krishna 来让他给你做出这个安排，因为最终都是由于 Krishna 然后才使得我们能够跟 Guru 建立连接的。
Yeah, he makes the arrangement for us to meet Guru, and then he gives us the intelligence to recognize Guru.
他给予我们仁慈，做出安排来使得我们能够遇到一位孤乳，然后又给予我们智力来使得我们能够辨识得出来，哦，这个是一个真正的灵性导师。
Yeah, so just sincerely, you know, if you sincerely want to know the truth, then Krishna will guide you from within and from without.
如果你是真诚的想要去知晓真理，想要去觉悟到真理，那么 Krishna 就会在你的内在并且在你的外在来指引你。
Okay,
next one. Vamsi Das Kishore Das Prabhu 顶拜亲爱的 Satyadeva Prabhu, 谢谢 Narayana Maharaj 向主 Gorani 太祈祷，愿 Guru 手术成功，一切顺利，早日康复。 So Vamsi Das Kishore Das Prabhu is praying forfor Lord Gaurani Thai for your success of the surgery. Hope everything will be smooth and hope you will recover as soon as possible.
Oh, thank you. Today is my last day to eat ice cream.
谢谢你的祝福。今天是我最后一天能够吃冰淇淋的时候。
I have to fast before the surgery.
Fast like one day?
Uh-huh.
不如说他在做手术之前首先要戒食，要戒一天，所以说就过了今天就不能再吃冰淇淋了。
Anyway, thank you, Vamsi.
总之谢谢 Vamsi 爬步。OK, next one. 伟月苗妈他其实所说的问题，顶拜咕噜不离开物质主义者而生活，是不是根本就达不到纯粹的知觉？ So this Mataji is asking that, 不离开物质主义者生活，是不是根本 ？So if she still stays with the materialists, together to live her life, does that mean that she will never reach the pure consciousness?
No, every moment she has a choice to be present.
并不是如此，而实际上是在每一片刻、每一时刻的话呢，你都有选择，是可以来做出选择，来让自己处于纯粹的知觉层面的。
Any moment she can admit the Lord within her heart and look for the Lord in the heart of others.
所以在每一刻你都是可以admit to the Lord of the heart. What is admit?
Yeah. Well, she admits I'm aliveAnd that my life is coming from God. She can become aware of that.
Oh, I see.
She can acknowledge that.
所以说在每一刻的话，你都可以去觉知到，并且去承认，那么向内心的主去承认，去觉知到，就是你之所以是活着的，都是由于主的存在，那么去向他承认，向他感恩，你的生命就是来自于主的。那么并且在每一刻的话，你也可以能够去寻找，去看到在其他人的内心当中的主的存在。
Yeah, so you're either here or there.
You mean either here, like in this present moment, or there in the mind?
Yes.
所以说在当下的这一刻的话，你要不然就是活在心里之中，要不然你就是活在生命的真相之中，活在当下此刻，你就是主的仆人的这个真相之中。
If I ask you who's here?
如果我要现在问你谁在这儿呢？
There's a silent knowing, I am.
就是有一种沉默寂静的我是，我在这里的这种感觉。
That you know for sure.
而这一点你是完全可以确信的。
It's not a belief.
所以这种我是我在的感觉并不是一种念头，一种信念而已。
It's a direct knowing.
而是你一种直接的体验，直接的知晓。
And you can stay focused on that.
并且你可以让自己一直专注于这样的一种直接的体验，直接的觉知。
Gently, many times a day.
一天当中很多次的温柔的让自己到达进入到这样的一种知觉状态。
You can be aware of your existence in this moment.
你可以觉知到在当下此刻你的存在。
And thank Krishna.
然后去感谢 Krishna 你的存在。
Now you're awake and associating with Krishna.
现在你就是处于觉醒的状态，现在你就是在跟 Krishna 相联谊。
And you can say thank you by chanting Hare Krishna.
然后你就可以以这样的一种感恩的心情来念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀。
Alone, you can do that silently or aloud.
所以说当你独自一人的时候，你可以这种默念，或者也可以大声的念出来。
It doesn't matter what your situation is, that's always possible.
所以说无论你的人生状况是怎样的一种状况，那么你都是可以这样来做到的。
Yeah, so of course we're going to be around all kinds of materialistic people.
当然我们会身边会遇到各种各样的这种物质主义者。
And they're going to do what they're going to do.
然后他们也会按照自己的想法去做自己想做的事儿。
Yeah, so learn how to live without getting lost in their story and getting lost in your story.
所以说请你学会在与他们的这种交往当中不至于会让自己迷失在他们的故事当中，也不会让自己迷失在你自己的心意的故事当中。
Yeah, you don't have to reveal your mind and ask advice from materialistic people. That you can do with devotees.
而在于物质主义的这个往来之中，意味着你并不会去向他们揭示你的内心的想法，然后甚至是从他们那里去获得这个建议，获得意见等等，而你要去揭示自己内心的想法，要去获得建议的话，你就可以对奉献者这样去做。
And now we can associate on WeChat with devotees. There's so many reading groups.
我们现在可以在微信上可以跟奉献者联谊啊，还有很多的这些微信小组，就是大家在一起学习经典啊，然后唱歌啊等等的。
Yeah, but as we go to work and associate with our family members, you know, we have to stay tuned in within our heart.
在我们去工作或者是在与家人打交道的这个过程当中，我们就需要依然让自己的内心保持这样一种觉知。
Become aware of the I am that is us, and also in others.
去觉知到我是我存在的这样一种知觉，并且也能够去觉知到他人的这种作为灵性个体灵性存在的这样一种事实。
So live in the truth of life.
所以说也就是活在生命的真相之中。
Then you will be giving your association.
而此时的话呢，你就是在把你的联谊给到了对方。Okay, next one.
There's more, huh? More keep coming.
One Only one question left, and the other two are just, yeah, prayers for you.
Okay.
我们来看下一个最后一个问题，曹静轩 Olivia Mataji 问的，不启迪就不能服务吗？这样的服务有区别吗？ So she's asking that, if she's not initiated, so she cannot do service. So without initiation, so no service. Or, doing service, with no initiation and doing service with initiation, what's the difference between those two?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, Prabhupada asked, one devotee asked Prabhupada, what's the difference between initiated and uninitiated?
你问的这个问题问得很好啊，因为曾经就有一个奉献者问过帕帕这个问题，就是启迪和没启迪的区别是什么？
And Prabhupada said, one who is initiated is authorized. Krishna has, recognizing you.
然后帕帕就回答到，对于一个启迪的奉献者来说， Krishna 就给他授权，相当于就是 Krishna 已经真正就是承认了帕。
But it's not black and white.
但这并不是一种非黑即白的这种非常鲜明的非黑即白这种状况。
It doesn't mean that if you're not initiated, you can't love or serve God.
就并不意味着就是如果你没有启迪的话你就完全没有资格去爱和去服务神。
It's just different degrees of surrender. You could look at it that way. Anyone can chant Hare Krishna.
可以说这个就是臣服的不同的程度，因为每个人都可以念诵 Hare Krishna.
Any initiated or uninitiated, anyone can chant Hare Krishna.
有没有启迪，任何一个人都可以嘴巴里念出 Hare Krishna 曼陀。
But one has to have faith.
是一个人必须要有信心，必须要有信念，而这就是唯一的资格。
You have to have faith in God.
我们必须要对神、对主有这个信心和信念。
And a desire to chant His name.
并且有这种想要去念诵他的名字的愿望。
And if you chant the holy name, you're connecting, you know, the holy name is present.
if you...
When you chant the holy name, the holy name is present.
当你念诵圣名的时候，圣名就在当下此刻是为你而临在的。
Our main service...to the holy name is our main service to God is to chant His name.
而我们对于神所做出的主要的服务，那就是去念诵他的名字。
Yeah, so if you're chanting, then you're serving.
所以说，你只要是在念诵，那么你就是在服务。
But if you take initiation,
但是如果你要是起了迪，
and you begin to follow the directions of Guru.
然后你开始去遵循 Guru 的这个训示。
Then you are deepening, your connection with the Lord.
那么此时你就是在加深你和主之间的这种连接。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, as they surrender.
梵歌当中就说到。当人们向我臣服的时候，我就会相应的来回应回报他们。
Yeah, so when you take initiation, you're saying to the Lord, you know, I've had it with this material world. I'm yours. I'm leaving material consciousness. I'm entering Vaikuntha consciousness. I'm going back to Godhead.
因此当你在启迪的时候，实际上你就是在。对主说，就是我在离开这个物质世界，我开始进入到这个灵性的世界，进入到白坤纳的这种知觉之中，我想要回归神手，回归您。
So you could say, you know, the more commitment there is in a relationship, even in material relationships, the more intimacy there is.
任何的一段关系，即便是这种物质的这种关系当中，你只要在一段关系当中投入更多的承诺， 然后有更多的这种坚固的持久的承诺在里面，那么这样的一段关系都会变得更加的亲密。
So it's all a matter of love and trust. That's all relationships are. Besides the level they have.
Besides the level they have.
The way the label of any relationship, it all comes down to love and trust.
所以说我们如果把所有的这个人际关系的标签都给揭下来，那也就是说无论它是物质的还是灵性的，那么所有的人际关系说穿了都只是一回事，那就是爱与信任。
So one of my favorite quotations from Sri the Prabhupada I will share with you.
所以我在这里跟你分享我最喜欢的帕帕曾经说过的一句话。
He once said in a lecture, and this lecture is recorded.
他曾经在一个这个讲课当中说了这句话，这个讲课是被录拍摄了下来的。
He said, anyone, anywhere, at any level, can sincerely pray to God with feeling.
With feeling. 所以他就说到，任何一个人，任何一个地方，或者处于任何一个层面。一种程度上的任何一个人都是可以满怀感情的对于神真诚的祈祷。
And anyone who prays to God with feeling, God will reciprocate.
任何一个满怀感情的人对神祈祷，那么神都会相应的去回报他，回应他的。
How to pray with feeling?
那么一个人可以怎样能够满怀感情的去祈祷呢？
One must simply know one's position.
那就是你必须要知晓你自己的位置。
So practically speaking, when you enter this Krishna consciousness and you take shelter of a guru, you learn what is your position beyond any doubt or confusion.
What is your position? 所以说从实际来看，当你进入 Krishna 知觉，当你脱壁这个一位灵性导师的时候，那么你就会毫无质疑的超越了所有的这种疑惑或者是困惑或者是疑虑的来去明了你的位置是什么。
Many people follow different philosophies and different religions.
很多人都会追随不同的哲学，追随不同的宗教。
And most of them are very confused about what is God, what is the soul, what is my position.
但是很多人的话都是很困惑于这个上帝是什么，神是什么，灵魂是什么，这个我的这个位置是什么。
So the more you understand your position as a servant of the Lord, the more you can connect with him with feeling.
而你越是能够去明白你是作为神的仆人的这样一个位置，你越是能够明白能够觉悟到你作为神的这个仆人的位置，你就越能够和神之间建立更多更深的连接。
So initiation is just a deeper level of trust and surrender.
所以说启迪就只不过是这个爱与信任的一个更深的层面而已，更深的程度而已。
Again, Krishna says, as one surrenders to me, I reciprocate.
所以说，就正如 Krishna 之前所说过的，一个人臣服于我，那么我就会相应的回应他。
So don't think that when you're that you have to be initiated in order to actually serve Krishna. That's not.I know there are statements like that in the like of the disciple course, but you have to understand it in the proper context.
Proper context. 所以说不要去认为就是你没有启迪的话呢就不能服务。当然我知道在一些书当中，一些表达当中，比如说门徒课程当中的话就有这样说到。但是的话，你必须要基于这个说这句话的那个书或者是那个教材的上下文，然后来去理解它这个话的真实的含义。
Okay.
Okay. Lila Lalita Mataji is praying for your soon recovery, and she's waiting for more of your teachings.And then Tutu is also saying that she will remember your teaching and to be thoroughly honest and introspective. And she also prays to Lord Nisimhadev that to reduce the pain of your surgery and have a very successful surgery.
Thank you so much for your good wishes and prayers. I'm sure I depend on them.
顾儒说非常非常感谢大家的这些祈祷和祝愿，真的是我是完全依赖于你们的祈祷的。
And I feel totally secure in the hands of the devotees and in the hands of God. No problem.
我在主的手之中，在奉献者的双手之中，是感到完全的安全的，完全完全的安全感。所以说我一点都不担心。
刚刚好。
刚刚好。
Finished. Okay, thank you so much, Narayan. I'm sorry we went over time today. I hope everything's okay. And thank you, Sumukhi Radha, for this, making a special arrangement today.
感谢 Sumukhi Radha.
All glory to Prabhupada, all glory to Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典波迦瓦坛。
Talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. See you next week. 下周再见。外昆塔之音，服务员一聆听，今天好的知觉的一天。